Every part of New Hampshire has been affected by the ups and downs of the economy over the last few years, but not every region has felt the effects in the same way. And that's especially true in New Hampshire's Upper Valley. When home prices were dropping and jobs were scarce, Upper Valley communities and employers managed to hold on, for a while anyway. Reporter Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire has been looking at each region of the state for her economic series Getting By, Getting Ahead, and she joins us now with a look at the economy in the Upper Valley. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Brady.
Not to say that the Upper Valley didn't feel the Great Recession, they certainly did, but what has that region had going for it this whole time that has given it a relative leg up?
Well, it has two things going for it, the first being Dartmouth College in Hanover and the second being Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon. I'm thinking of these institutions less as employers themselves and more as engines for innovation. The college, in terms of both students and faculty, it has a heavy concentration of intellectual capital. The medical center also conducts medical research, so what you have here really is a number of smart, creative people in a small area. They have access to experts in IT, engineering, biomed, and it's really just this sort of natural, small-scale incubator for these types of startups.
Is it fair to say that for those investors in the startups, that trying to run a startup in one of these industries in the Upper Valley is like trying to run a movie house an hour outside of Hollywood, or is that overstating it?
In a lot of ways, yes. The big roadblock actually is recruiting talent. What Dartmouth has to offer in terms of the labor pool, it's dwarfed by the combined force of MIT and Harvard. These places are powerhouses. And assuming your company gets the funding you need to get it going, your pool of potential workers is more shallow in the Upper Valley than it would be in Cambridge. And so when you look at it from the recruit's perspective, if they go to the Upper Valley, the startup fails. Remember, 30 to 50 going at any one time. Where are they going to go? If your prospective worker has a spouse, there's another problem because where does he or she get a job in the Upper Valley? It's relatively isolated. These are small communities, and they just have a handful of big-name employers, and you know they might not all be hiring.
It seems like the Upper Valley then has two options. They can either take on the role as sort of the early incubation space for companies who could then move to Cambridge, or they could try and keep the companies from moving altogether. What is the approach the Upper Valley's taking, assume that they're taking one?
I actually haven't heard anything about a specific effort to keep businesses in the Upper Valley. There are some college-based initiatives like the Dartmouth Entrepreneurial Network that is there to foster startup activity, that sort of beginning phase. I spoke with Greg Fairbrothers, who's the founding director of the network. He's a longtime entrepreneur himself. And he was very, very clear on this point, that as far as the college is concerned, there's really not a long-term strategic approach. This is a niche industry. And when you talk to people who are in this entrepreneurial sphere, they like it that way. They know they're taking a big risk. They know that if their startups succeed, they'll have to look at other variables down the line, and they'll make those decisions on location later. And it's important to mention that some of these places do stay. You've got Hypertherm. It's been in the Upper Valley now for decades. Mascoma Corporation, which is a cellulosic ethanol firm, it's still there. And there's also the newer bioengineering firm, Adimab.
And we're going to be hearing more from Upper Valley entrepreneurs for your piece tomorrow on Morning Edition.
Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to hear from Tilman Gerngross. He's a bioengineering entrepreneur in the Upper Valley. And he has successfully started two companies, actually, and managed to keep both in the Upper Valley.
Amanda, great talking with you as always.
Nice talking with you, Brady.
Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire and HPR's business and economy coverage in partnership with NPR. You can learn more about Amanda's series, Getting By, Getting Ahead, by going to our website, nhpr.org.